Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And y'all have tuned in to Where Am I Going, where Perla and I ask ourselves big questions and we search for meaningful answers. Hello, Perlita.
Hey, your Texan just came through. You said y'all.
You can tell I've been talking to my family, right? Yes, I can really get into it if I'm really, and I'm missing Austin. That's where I'm from, born and raised, and I'm really missing it so badly. But I've got a plan to go to see the Blue Bonnets. So I have been talking to old friends. So yes, you did pick up on that. Well, hello, listeners. We've been out for a couple of weeks. I had some family issues. I had to get parents in hospice, and my father-in-law had open heart surgery, and it's just been kind of crazy. And not
we had the holidays in there that were pretty big.
Holidays, and now it's Mercury retro. And if listeners, you don't know what Mercury retrograde is, it happens four times a year for about 3 weeks. It's a time of communication because Mercury is the planet that rules communication. So this has been sort of a belief, what, thousands of years, Perla? I mean, the R with the circle around it that you see with prescriptions all came from Mercury retro. But it's a time for you to back up your computer, not have a fight with your spouse, significant other, life partner. Be careful what phone call, just planes are delayed and so forth.
And I've heard of lots of delays. And
yeah, the planes are, absolutely crazy. Barry and I had a conference in Hawaii, and it was just a nightmare trying to get back.
I know. I'm still hearing from friends that say, I had to wait for a plane for hours.
Yeah, but it goes direct on Wednesday, and you never want to buy anything with a moving part, like a watch, a computer, a car, because you're bound to have some issue if you do. Even,
Want to get married.
Never want to get married because there's always some hidden something. Yeah, but that's going out on Wednesday, and we have a big Valentine's Day on Saturday.
And hopefully no effects from Mercury retro.
Right, right. And that's why we decided to do this show, because we wanted to bring you some love and romance in your feng shui sector of your house. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But before we do that, can I just tell you, this morning I was watching the news and I heard about Bruce Jenner's wreck in Malibu. And killed somebody, actually, and it was a horrible wreck. But the reason why I'm bringing it up, Perla, I had no idea that Bruce Jenner was going through a sex change operation. Did you?
Well, they've been talking about it on the news for months now, but they were speculating, and I think just within the last couple of days they've said yes, it's been confirmed.
Well, that was just, with this whole Brian Williams thing and his memory of being shot in a helicopter, and I just love Brian Williams on NBC. He's a former fireman. I just really like the guy, and it's not like he reported the news incorrectly. He did not remember a personal experience, and that's a whole other discussion. But I have been just discounting all this, whatever you see at the checkout counter, those tabloids. I never buy that stuff. But when it was on CBS News, and Barry turned to me and said, was that a part of the wreck? Why did they have to say Bruce Jenner is having a – that had nothing to do.
I know.
And so I really – if it is true, I feel so badly for him because talk about a platform, and I mean a global platform that he's going to have to go through. But, he's an Olympian. Forget he was married to the Kardashian family. The guy is just an amazing athlete, and he's dyslexic.
I know.
And I read something, he was just, of course my Sam is dyslexic and he struggled in school so badly until he was in the fifth grade and he found out he could run and he ran all the way to 3 gold medals.
Yeah.
So I don't know
he's
if that's true or not, but
I remember him way back when we were, he was one of my heartthrobs.
Oh, me too. I just him and Michael Jackson, I tell you, I just love them. I was never one of those Donny Osmond. Who is that guy you like, the Partridge Family guy?
David Cassidy.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And Rick Springfield, and he's going to be in concert. He's in concert already.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. I've got tickets.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, on that note, talk about weird love and romance. That would certainly do it. Well, tonight we don't have a guest. It's just Perla and I. And we want to thank you so much for downloading this. We were just looking at our numbers, and we're always so shocked at how many people listen to us. It's crazy.
I know.
It's just crazy. But we're grateful, and we really
do try hard.
We do. We prepare for this. It's not like we just show up at the studio and go, hey, what do you want to talk about? We do prepare for this, even though it doesn't seem like it. But we do. But we're going to
answer emails.
That's right. That's right. So if y'all want to talk to us,
y'all,
you can call us at 760-542-4307. Again, that's 760-542-4307. Or you can email at michelle@michellecromer.com, and that's with the C, michelle@michellecromer.com. Or you can get in our chat room. So we would love to hear from you. Any questions that you might have, or if you are downloading this, and most of you do, and you want to email me a question at michelle@michellecromer.com, please do, and I will get to them, I promise. So let's talk about a little bit, before we talk about how to activate your section of your home for love and romance, let's talk just a little brief historical background of feng shui, which is thousands of years old, and it started in China with the emperors wanting to get a better afterlife, and so they would feng shui their burial grounds, and everyone has heard of the terracotta warriors, and that burial ground was part of Qin, which is China's named after, and there's another feng shui burial ground before him, but that's the one that we know about. So then it really stayed in royalty knowledge for a long, 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 long time, and then it sort of began to integrate into the Chinese culture, and then it was brought over into America. And I don't profess, even though I'm a certified feng shui practitioner, I do not confess to understanding this, but I do know this. I am always taken aback at how this works, and it's all about energy. And I am a big fan of quantum physics, and that's what I would do again if I had my life to live over. I would go be a quantum physicist, seriously. But it's about energy, and what we have to do to activate any points in your home is to get that energy to your front door. So just briefly, we won't go into this a lot, but your front door represents what we call feeding the dragon in feng shui. So it's super important that the energy sees your front door. It's free of clutter. You have five elements represented, and those elements are super simple: fire, earth, metal, water, wood. They can be represented fire red, earth yellow, metal silver, water blue, wood green, pretty simple, at your front door. So a lot of times you're going to see in the Asian culture a black front door. That means money. That's okay. Whatever. I have a pink front door. Perla has a blue front door. You can have a regular front door. Just make sure that you have those elements present. It's free of clutter so the energy can get into your home. Then we have what's called a bagua, which is like a diagram, if you could imagine in your mind, a square that you put over your house. Now, Perla's home, when you pull up into her driveway, her front door is off to the left, down straight, and then over to the right. So we had to work on her home years ago to get the energy to figure out where her front door is. My front door is pretty easy. You just walk into it. But I'm telling y'all this because you have to think about where your front door is. It doesn't even matter if you use it, and for goodness sake, please do use it. But that's where you lay the bagua down. So if all of you can think about your front door right now and imagine a square that we're going to lay down.
It's like a tic-tac-toe.
Like a tic-tac-toe. You're going to stand at your front door and think about the furthest right corner or section of your home. And that's the section that we're talking about tonight. It's called the marriage and relationship section. Now, if you don't want to get married, that's okay. If you could have a relationship with your children, that's better. You can have a relationship with yourself, that's better. Love has many different avenues, venues. It's not just about attracting a partner. But I have to tell you, Perla, when I go in feng shui people's homes, it's either, well, actually, money is the number one thing that I have found, then love, and then career, in that order. But the bagua has 9 sections, and we're not going to go into them because it's a little complicated. So we are going to activate.
Michelle, so if people don't know what a bagua is and they want to look one up, I mean, there's some, you could Google one.
Yeah,
it can spell bagua.
And bagua is B-A-G-U-A, it's the bagua map. It's a little more complicated than just going to Google and downloading it and trying to do this yourself, because there's certain things that you really have to adhere to. But yes, Perla, you can go and Google it. And everyone can see what we're doing, and I can actually put it up on my website also. And I will do that in my feng shui section. I'll get Christine Buffalo to do that and so you guys can see it and download it. And I will get her when she does the archive of this to also put a Bagua up. Thank you, Perla. That's a good idea. So if you can think of, like Perla said, a big tic-tac-toe, we're in the far right corner of your home. Now, the first thing somebody might think of, and I've never really, gosh, I think I've only been to one home in all the homes that I've ever done that actually had a love and relationship so section that's their bedroom. So here are two things that we're going to do tonight. We are going to activate regardless what's in that corner, and Perla's got a garage. I have nothing. Most people have bathrooms because it's a real easy plumbing issue if you're in that far corner. And so we're going to take care of that corner, and we're going to feng shui your bedroom, wherever it is in your house.
So, and that's a good thing to mention, Michelle, because if you don't live in a perfect home, a perfect Bagua home, that doesn't mean you have to go buy another home. Not that anybody can, but you're talking about there's things you can do to fix it.
Yes, and let's talk, absolutely. And let's talk, before we feng shui your bedrooms, let's talk about that point in your home and what happens if you have my case where it doesn't exist. So in other words, I have a home that's over 100 years old, and you walk in the front door, and I have a missing to the right is travel and helpful friends. That's completely gone. And then I have a gigantic living room, which is children joy in the future. And then my marriage and relationship is my pool. So what I had to do, and
so
what
it means your house isn't a perfect square.
It's not a perfect square. It's not. So you have to think about it like that. But you can energetically close it in, which I did. If you go into my backyard, you're going to see hearts made out of glass that are around my pool. And I have red flowers and pink flowers that are always growing. They're never dead because you don't want that relationship. I have wind chimes out there moving that energy around. And I went to the edge of my house and went out to the other edge of my house so that I could really kind of close it in to pretend like there were walls there if it was a square. And I buried a really beautiful red heart. So there are things that you can do if you do not have that section in your home. If it's completely missing, do that. If you have a bathroom that's in that section, the reason why that is bad is because in feng shui, the drain and the toilet and the tub and the shower all have energy that circles down, and that's considered bad luck. But such an easy fix. All you're going to have to do from now on is close your bathroom. Make sure that toilet lid is always down, but close your bathroom door and go to some, you know, a Hobby Lobby. I hate to go to Hobby Lobby, but any place that has a little mirror and put it on the back of the door. Now, what does that do? That bounces that energy right off of that motion and the energy that circles down in your bathroom. Close the door, put that mirror on the outside of the door so that you see it before you go into that door, and never leave that door open.
The outside of the bathroom door, right?
Outside of the bathroom door. Always close. It doesn't matter where your bathrooms are in your home. Keep those doors closed, and that goes for your laundry room also. And then I hear people say, oh, I love my powder room. Good for you. Great. I love mine too. You should see mine. It's beautiful. Keep it closed. Mm-hmm. Keep it closed. You don't want that energy to go down the drain. So in other words, what's happening if your love and marriage section is a bathroom, your love is going symbolically down the drain. Simple fix, close the door. Now, Perla, we had an issue with you because you had a garage.
I have the garage, yeah. So, and you made me clean it up, which,
yeah.
You know, the garage is always, I throw all my junk in there. So I had to clean it out. I mean, sweep, throw out anything that wasn't, that I didn't need. And there's still a lot of stuff in there, but it's all organized in boxes and containers. And then I painted the inside of the garage.
What color?
Red and pink.
Perfect.
Which really freaked the lady out at Lowe's, but, you know, it's my garage.
It's her garage.
And my nieces tell me that it's like driving into Barbie's garage.
And you do love Barbie. but you bring up an excellent point, Perla, and that is in feng shui, one of the rules is to declutter your house. And that's just good anyway. We all have too much stuff. Did you know that self-storage in this country is bigger than all of the gross billings for movies?
Gosh, I can imagine. You know, in my neighborhood, Michelle, I don't think anybody uses, except for me, uses their garage for their car. They use it to store junk.
Yeah, it's just, and that's, I'm not judging anyone because I have a detached garage, thank goodness. It's not a part of my bagua. If you have a detached garage, that's, it doesn't count, but you still need to organize it. But if you are like Perla and you have this garage that is your love and marriage and relationship section, you don't have to paint it red and pink necessarily, but you do have to declutter it, and it would be really great in that far corner to hang a wind chime that circles that energy around. And it would be also really prudent, I think, to put something in that corner that represents love to you. And it could be a red rose quartz heart on the ground. Or it could be, you know, a picture of you and your significant other. Or if you're single and you're looking for someone, it could be, you know, like some small box full of things that represent love to you, a heart, the color red, or what have you.
In my case, Michelle, I put a wall decal on that far right corner,
uh-huh.
A wall decal of the dragon and the phoenix.
Well, thank God it wasn't of David Cassidy. Oh, I was so worried you were going to say David Cassidy.
Well, you said anything that means love.
Oh, my God.
David Cassidy.
And so what do the phoenix and the dragon mean to you?
Well, you told me that it meant powerful, a love
mm-hmm.
kind of symbol.
Yeah,
and I think they're beautiful. And the color of it, the red on white, and the color just fits into my garage.
And I love the phoenix because the phoenix in mythology is always reinventing itself and coming back. So even if you have a relationship, especially if you have a relationship that you feel is dying, a phoenix symbol is so powerful because what does the phoenix do? It goes up in flames and comes back as a completely new, revived, you know, thing. Butterflies are another example of that. You can put, even a butterfly, the wonderful thing would be a butterfly wind chime. Okay, let's just say you're married to a real machismo guy and he doesn't want a wind chime or anything like that. You could still do a photograph or a postcard of a butterfly or something, or you could hang a simple crystal. If it were me, if I were your feng shui practitioner, I would encourage you to have a rose quartz crystal. Why is that? Rose quartz, it means love. So there's simple, simple, easy things. And Perla, if you were looking for a rose quartz, where would you get one? I mean, I know that we have the feng shui shop here, but I really don't know.
Well, you know what? If you Google it on the internet, you find
lots
of
Amazon.
Sources.
Amazon will have a rose
quartz. Amazon will have it. You could, I have found lots of it. I have found phoenix and dragon figurines.
Yeah.
There are so many sources of feng shui products.
Yeah, so let's do that. Now, I want to tell you a story. I had a recent, this was so fascinating. This woman called me, and she had been divorced several years. Beautiful woman, beautiful, beautiful woman. And she wanted to really, she was ready to find another love. And she had a child that was in college. She had another one about to go and a daughter. Wealthy family, lovely woman, really smart. I was, she answered the door with her big blue eyes and her blonde hair, and I thought, now, sugar, how are you having problems finding, you know, the love? But here's what happens, listeners, when I walk into these homes, they talk to me in a way that you can't even possibly imagine because it's where you put your furniture, it's the color on your walls, it's the fixtures that you have. So I accepted a Diet Coke or glass of iced tea, I think it was, and so off she took me to her marriage and relationship section. And are you ready for this, Perla?
What did she have?
She had, opened up the door. It was closed, number one. The door was closed. I opened it up, and I didn't want to say anything, but I thought this, you know, her home was beautiful. It was lovely. It was not cluttered at all. It was fabulous artwork until you got to this room, and it was like a hoarder lived there. There were stacks of papers, and it was all messy, and there was a beautiful picture of who? Marilyn Monroe. And then over on the other corner, she had like this movie prop that was a dead body.
Uh-huh.
So I looked at her and I said, this is an office. I mean, obviously, this is an office. And let me just ask you, is this your husband's? Because it was very masculine. It was like, you know, those really thick, beautiful, you know, wood, if you could see it past all of the newspapers and articles and so forth. And I say, was this your husband's office? And she said, yes, it was my ex-husband's office. And I said, did he happen to have an affair? And she said, yes, he did. And I said, well, there's a Marilyn Monroe poster. I don't know if she ever had a successful relationship. You have a dead body, which symbolizes the death of your relationship, and I can't even see the walls because of the clutter. Was he a hoarder? And she said, yes, and I need to do something about it. So anyway, while I was even standing there, she's like boxing stuff up. She's moving it out of the way. She's taking Marilyn off. She's putting in this, that, and the other thing. We went up and feng shui'd her bedroom, and I am happy to report that woman has found the love of her life. And it happened shortly thereafter. And I, listeners, here's the deal. I'm not saying this stuff is a miracle cure. I am not. It's like I always tell people when they want to feng shui their home for careers, you have to have the skill set. I cannot make you an NFL football player if you didn't play college ball. I mean, let's just, you know, you cannot do that. You have to have the skill set. You have to have your ducks in order. You can't be, you know, batshit crazy and expect to have find the love of your life. So you have to have your ducks in a row. But this woman obviously did, and I have never seen anybody act so fast because she really was, you know, she'd worked through the grief. She'd been through counseling. She was over that relationship. And out of respect, she had just kept this office the way that it was, hoping that this person would show up and box all this stuff up. And I said, you know, let's just not wait. Let's just get this. And anyway, so I saw her out recently. The man looks like a movie star. He's just, and the nicest man, it seems. I'm so happy. So there's that situation. If you have a cluttered area or it's something like an ex's space, oh, my. And I'm not, and another quick story, and then we're going to start really feng shuiing your bedroom. I went into a space, and it was this woman had these figurines, threes of everything. She had three dolphins. She had three candles. She had three pictures hanging. She had three pillows on her sofa. It was just three everywhere in her love and marriage. And I looked at her, and I said, I do not want to get in your business. Are you having an affair? Are you in some sort of love triangle? And she said, yes, I'm having an affair with my boss. And I'm one out, and I'm done, and that's why you're here. So we started grouping twos together, and you know, and so it really matters how you set this section of your home up. So wherever that is for you, and again, if you have a question, you can email me at michelle@michellecromer.com, or you can call us, and we will answer any questions that you may have. So I think, Perla, you are a great example of cleaning up your area. It's a garage. You fixed it. Life is going well. And did you do anything else that you can share with us in that area?
Well, okay, so I think cleaning up that clutter, but right next to it is also, we were talking about the bathroom, but right next to the garage is the bathroom, which I kind of, if I got any spillover, I feng shui that as well. Now, this time of the year, it's easy because I love decorating the bathroom with the holidays.
Oh, yeah,
if you go out for Valentine's Day, so there's I got Valentine shower curtains, cup holders, anything I could think of, you know. If you go to like a Target or a Kmart or things,
well,
they have all sorts of stuff. But other than that, okay, so then there was the, I got a painting that you gave me of the two butterflies, and I put that up in my bedroom. And don't remember the, I changed out my because the bedroom's not in my romance sector, but I still did it anyway.
Okay, let's talk, before we do that, let's talk about your bedroom. Okay, let's talk about anybody's bedroom, because now we're going to move out of the love section. Everyone remember that. If you have any questions, call us at 760-542-4307, 760-542-4307. Okay, before Perla talks about her bedroom, here is the thing. It doesn't matter where your bedroom is. My bedroom is on the second level of my home, and in feng shui, we just call that added blessing. It doesn't matter where your bedroom could be in your career section, your wealth, prosperity, or your far left. It doesn't matter. Now, we're going to feng shui your bedroom. Okay, so I walked into Perla's bedroom. She's a single woman, and I don't know. You know, Perla, I don't compliment you enough, but I don't know. When people ask me why you're single, I say you're the smartest friend I have. Because, I mean, you know, you're educated, you're beautiful, you're intelligent, you're funny, and so we are trying this. We will keep you posted on the updates of Perlita. But I walked into her bedroom, and if you want to take it from there, you didn't have. You need things that match. Okay, so
one number one mistake that I had is right behind my bed, was this big painting of a single woman just lying with her hair, beautiful, that I thought was beautiful.
A single woman, okay? She did not have a headboard on her bed.
I did not have a headboard.
And that represents support of any relationship. It could be a business relationship. A headboard on your bed in any time is critically important, and not an iron bed that has holes in it, those wrought iron beds that have
solid
holes.
Solid back, yeah.
It needs to be a solid back. Okay, go ahead.
And then, so I switched it out for a painting of peonies, and then I put some flowers on the back, kind of like decals of blossoms, cherry blossoms, and peonies, kind of pink and red. Painted the whole room like a mauve color. My bedspread is a red bedspread with the dragon and the phoenix right in the middle.
Well, then there you have it. So what she did is the peonies is, you might think to yourself, well, what does that have to do with love? But it's growing. So it could be a plant. It could be a tree. It could be butterflies. It could be a two of this, a two of that. It doesn't matter. But a single woman over her bed is single woman energy. And so same thing with me, though, Perla. I had commissioned a veil artist to paint me in a cowboy hat. And I love that painting, and it was over my bed before I became a feng shui practitioner. And that is just a no-no. Also, you cannot have mirrors in your bedroom.
I took the mirror out. That's another big thing I did.
Yes, mirrors and televisions, because it acts as a big water feature, and it looks like a mirror, invites a third party into your relationship. Now, if that's something you want, that is not my business, and I'm not here to judge you. Keep it in your bedroom. If it is not something that you want, you need to get rid of it. And Americans, I have found, which I am proudly an American, but I do a lot of, Mexican homes, European homes, they don't have this love affair with the chest of drawers that we have and their mirrors. So if you are just hell-bent on keeping your mirror, what you have to do is get a red blanket, a red pashmina, a red sheet, a red something, and every single night you must cover it up. I have a flat-screen TV. Now, that was a deal-breaker for my husband, who loves to watch stupid Alaskan men survival guy stuff. I am not a big TV watcher. I do love movies, but I watch Downton Abbey, and that's about it. And I love the six. I like Brian Williams. Hope he didn't get fired. But that's what I do. I watch that in the Today Show. But you must cover it up with the color red, pink, mauve, like, you know, that. Now, Perla went to the extreme, and she painted her bedroom. I think that's wonderful. And if you're super serious about this, then you should do that. Otherwise, bring in two red candles. Bring in the color pink in the form of a pillow, two pillows on your bed. I have one pink pillow, Perla, but it says on the outside of the pillow, I love us. So that's an acceptable one pillow because it says I love us.
Well, and the other thing I did beside my bed is I had one bedstand. I got two matching bedstands with two matching lamps.
And the real
on either side.
And they have to match. They must match. And another thing in feng shui is you can't have anything broken. It breaks the chi. It breaks the energy. So if you have a nightstand that's broken, a chair that's broken, just repurpose it. Get rid of it. And I just intuitively did this when I was looking for Barry years and years ago. I kept one side of the nightstand completely empty. So that was my way of just like clearing an energy for someone's stuff. And another thing that I did and I encourage single women to do is take some time, some meditation I think is required for this exercise, and some prayer, and think about what you want in a life partner. And you can type that up, preferably, you know, we click that red ink or write it with just red ink, and write down, and you can get really specific. Like I said, I want a man that wears boxers. I don't want a man that snores. I want a man that has a great relationship with his mother, whatever. I didn't care if he was what color he was or what color his eye. I didn't care. Here are my deal breakers, integrity, and he has a bank account, and all of that. And then you can put that in your marriage and relationship corner in a red box or a red envelope and just leave it. Just leave it there. I did that just intuitively, and I also kept it in my wallet and looked at it every day. And another thing I did is I prayed for this man that I had not met yet, that I knew was on the planet, but I asked God to keep him healthy and strong. And you know what, Perla, you know what I'm doing now? I'm praying for my son's wives and their families, and I hope that they're healthy, and I hope that they're free of conflict, and blah, blah, blah. So, I by doing that, you, like we say in sales, you assume that sale. You assume that you will have that man or woman come into your life.
Michelle, we have a question here.
Okay.
Okay. I got an email from Sarah.
Okay.
And she says that she just went through a very painful divorce and wants to burn her bed. Is that a good idea?
Well, Sarah, I don't know if you should burn it, but you should get rid of it. And if you can't get rid of it, if you're just, because you know when you go through a divorce, and I've been there, you are just strapped for cash. So I would do a good old-fashioned Native American smudging with some sage, open up all the windows of your bedroom, take all the sheets, everything off, just light that sage and just go in 9 circles counterclockwise around the bed. 9 is a very important number, spiritual number in feng shui. And just get rid of that negative energy, wish your ex well, and welcome in the new energy. And if it is a king-size bed, and that's a very bad feng shui bed, a king-size bed, because typically king-size beds have 2 sections underneath the mattress that are separate. But a quick fix is to take a red ribbon between the mattress and the box springs and wrap it around the mattress one time, tie it in a bow, not in a knot, tie it in a bow, and put your sheets on, and you're good to go. So don't, if you can buy a new one, of course, and what, you know, and it doesn't take feng shui to realize all the history that happened on that mattress, right? Just get rid of it if you can. And if you can't, then you can do what I said about just cleaning out that energy and start saving money to get rid of that mattress, because I think it's super important. But, you know, but again, talking about the bed, make sure you have a solid, you know, head behind you. But that was a good question. And, Sarah, I'm so sorry you're going through this, but bring in some love, bring in some 2s, bring in some crystals. One thing that I think is super important, I used to do this, and again, intuitively, I would light candles every night, 2 candles, when I, you know, prayed for my future partner, and I would just leave them on, you know, I just love candles anyway, you know that, Perla, and I just love to light candles, love it. So I would suggest that you also do that. Now, let's talk about bed linens, because this is super important also. It's, you know, get some really nice, rich bed linens, bright red or anything that can sizzle up your bedroom. It can be pink, they could be maroon, black, whatever, silk, whatever feels good to you, do that. But definitely have, you know, if you can't afford a mattress, you can certainly afford some nice bed linens. And remember,
should you get rid of the old bed linens?
I would get rid of the old bed linens. And one thing that you can do before you walk into your room, and I think this is really important whether you're looking for love or you're looking to keep love or whatever, again, the door to your bedroom is another mouth of the dragon. And if your bedroom is located at the end of a long hallway or a corridor, if you live in an apartment complex or a condo or whatever, all this energy is going straight into that long hallway and into your bedroom. So, and it can really cause some problems. So what you can do to counter that is hang some mirrors outside in the hallway, opposite of each other, right before you walk into the bedroom. So it really slows the energy down. So let's go over that again. You got a long hallway situation, and all of that energy is going straight into your bedroom, right outside your bedroom door, opposite of each other. 2 mirrors hanging at the same level will counteract and slow that energy down. Now, I know this might sound crazy if you don't know a lot about feng shui, but again, we are trying to activate the baguas in your house. Tonight, we're just talking about the marriage and relationship bagua located in the furthest right section of your home, wherever you walk into your door. It could be at the front, side, back, wherever your front door is. That's what we're talking about. And we have to get the energy through the front door and move it around so that it activates. And I have so many people say, this is such a pet peeve of mine, they say, typically, I would like to have good energy in my house. Well, here's the deal. Pick up a science book. There is no such thing as good energy, bad. There's negative, there's positive, but there's no good, bad, whatever. No, you just want the energy. The energy has no prejudice. It's coming down your street. You want it in your house. Clean up your front door. Have the five elements. Activate that dragon's mouth. It's hungry. It needs energy. Bring that energy into your home, and let's move it to that back corner. And keep it there for a while with your beautiful candles, let's talk about scents, okay? You and I both love incense,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I still do this. And I was teaching meditation. I don't know if I told you this. I was teaching meditation one time to a little kid. It takes a little kid to figure this out. And I said, okay, let's light the incense. And the little kid says, you know, you told me that you're supposed to empty your mind and, you know, you can do this anywhere. But if I do the incense, then isn't that like the Pavlov's dog? I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, well, you know, the incense and that you have to have the incense to meditate. What if I'm on a plane and I can't have the incense? I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're so right. That's true. But incense is a beautiful thing in your bedroom. I still have incense, and I still meditate with it. Do you do that? Do you meditate with incense?
I meditate with incense because it puts me in the mood.
Me too. And I do, you know, if I'm on a plane, I do, people think I'm asleep. But if I've got an early flight, because I like to meditate in the morning, and if I've got an early flight and I didn't have time, I'll meditate on the plane and people think I'm asleep, but they just don't talk to me. But I don't need incense to put me into that situation. But I do love it, and it's great for your bedroom. And before you go to sleep at night, you know, just spray a little perfume or have a little incense. And let's talk about, we haven't really talked about this, Perla, but I think it's super important what you wear to bed. And I have a love affair with lingerie. And I think even if you're a single woman or if you're a man, it is super important to look your best when you go to bed. I've never understood this whole, like, you know, I wash my face and all of that. My grandmother used to put red lipstick on. And long after my grandfather died, and I would say, no, why do you still do that? And she said, honey, at my age, I may die, and I want to see Jesus with my lipstick on. So, you know, you got to give that. Now, I do not wear lipstick, but I do wear wonderful lingerie. It's just, that's just who I am, and I love it. And
it doesn't have to be lingerie. It could be nice. You know, I have a love affair with pajamas, any kind. I mean, there are people who wear the same pair of pajamas all week long. I don't, you know, it's kind of weird to me. I wear a clean pair every night.
Yeah, there you go.
And for Valentine's Day, I have my little hearts.
That's perfect.
And they're flannel heart pajamas. Ask anybody at the grocery store. They've all seen me there because I had to take a quick trip down there fast. I put on my jacket over my flannel pajamas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, everybody does it.
I don't like going to the store. One other thing, this is a really big, we just got this in our chat room. They were talking about, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad somebody, I would have forgotten this. They were asking about exercise equipment. No, you cannot have exercise equipment in your bedroom, nor can you have a desk where you work. It's a no-no. No-no. You can have a desk. It could be like, just like a nice desk that you don't work. But you cannot, you cannot make your bedroom your office, and you certainly can't make it your gym. So that is not a good feng shui move at all. Your bedroom is your sanctuary. Your bedroom is your solace. Think of it as a cocoon, a cave. Something that you go in, just you and your partner. And this also reminds me, you cannot have photos of your children in your bedroom.
Of course not. You don't want them looking and seeing what they're doing.
No. So you need to get all of that out, grandchildren, children, out, friends. They're not there either. No.
What about photos of you and your significant other?
Definitely. And if you don't have a significant other and you want one, then bring in some pictures. You know, like those frames always have those happy couples.
Yeah.
I used to leave those in the frame. Keep them in my bedroom. But you can, you know, and that's going to the extreme. Then they just don't have yourself single in the bedroom. Don't have pictures of yourself single if you're a single woman or if you're a single man. Take them out, repurpose them in another part of your house, and then just bring in the two candles or the two figurines of some kind or what have you. So, yeah, so no, thank you for that question. No exercise equipment and no desk.
Okay, I have a question here on email, and she wants to know, she says she collects Yadro. figurines. You know what those are? L-L-A-D-R-O, those Spanish. And it's a really nice find.
Okay.
She collects Yadro figurines. And most of them she has in her bedroom, but they're all, like, single. And she started collecting marriage, the figurines of the bride and the groom.
Perfect.
Is that a good idea?
Yes, that's a great idea. I can't think of anything better. That's bringing in – you've got a double whammy there.
Even if she's single?
It's even better if she's single. If – only if she wants to find a life partner. You know, if she just wants a relationship with her children and she's really done – you know, if it's a man that's done with women or women done with men or men, whatever, it's all good. But if she wants a relationship with a significant other, it's the best thing you could do because you're not only bringing twos into that space, you're bringing a symbolic two, a man and a woman. So, yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea. That's just a terrific idea. Terrific idea.
Oh, that's good. Because, you know, I know that, you know, when I go to some of these feng shui shops, they have the ducks. The Mandarin ducks in pairs.
Oh, and the ducks because they mate for life.
Uh-huh.
And so that's, you know, that's a really great, I just think that's a wonderful symbol. I'm going to start recommending that because I had forgotten that they mate for life until you just said that. But, yeah, Mandarin ducks, one dive. It's, you know, it's so interesting. Speaking of animals, my son August, he's a senior at the University of Southern California, had a animal grieving class and how animals grieve. And it was fascinating, all of the discoveries that they had, how dogs and monkeys and cats and ducks. And if a Mandarin duck's partner dies, they never leave it alone. They wait like days. They go through this grieving process over the body until it's washed down the stream or, you know, or something happens. It's almost like they're holding a vigil. It's
oh, wow.
An honorable thing. And we don't think that these animals have that capability, and we are so wrong.
Oh, no. You know, I know there was – my house has got lots of pigeons outside, and I think the pigeons mate for life as well.
Mm.
And there was my dog, you know, who's a dachshund and a hunting dog, killed one of the pigeons. Well, the male the partner, who was a male, started attacking my dachshund. For 3 days, my dachshund could not go out into the backyard because that pigeon would attack it.
Wow.
And finally, I think it forgot and left, and I could let my dachshund out again. But, you know, he was pretty mad that she had killed his mate.
Well, that's impressive. And so Mandarin ducks would be just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So let's review, because I can't even believe it. You know, we're getting to that point, Perla. But,
yeah.
So I think also, you know, just the last point I wanted to go over, and I don't think that you can overemphasize this enough, but it's what I call visual, just a visual stimulation, a visual picture of what you want. And as I said, I used to pray for Barry. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he did for a living. I didn't know what he looked like. But I knew how he would make me feel when I met him. I just knew that. So I would pray for that. And then I would always at the end say, you know, God, if this is meant to be, great. And if not, give me the courage and strength to go on by myself. I'm okay either way. And so at the end of the day, you sort of, you know, you can try to, you know, have your will and do all of these things. And at the end of the day, is it really up to us anyway? So if you go in with that sort of attitude, like you're going to be okay, single, with or without, I think that's really the best attitude to have. And certainly if you've gone through a divorce or, God forbid, you know, had the death of a partner, the grieving process is so important. You know, it used to be we had a year-long grieving process. Our styles supported that. You wore black for a year. The damage were identified, and they were respected and honored. And in our fast-paced society, we just really don't allow that sort of space for grieving. So I would say if you've gone through that sort of situation, you know, give yourself time, and no one can tell you how long. And that's the same thing with a divorce. No one can tell you how long to go through the stages of grief because that's the depth of a relationship, and you must go through those. And if you hurry past the stages, believe me, they will come back and bite you. So honor yourself, honor the time. I know that it's so frightening. I've been there. It's so frightening to think, especially me, I was a single mom. It's so frightening to think that you're going to be alone with the child or, you know, you're alone. The best time to this day in my life was when I was a single mom with my son, August. We're very, very close. For years and years we were together. I didn't really date a whole lot, didn't go out a whole lot. He was my priority. I would not trade those days for anything, 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 anything. You know how close we are, August, am I right? So I would just say let's wrap that up and end with that. So I'm just going to do an overview, your marriage and relationship corner of your home. So when you step into your front door, wherever your front door is, it's the furthest right corner. So honor that by having pinks or reds or anything that you think love might be. Declutter your garage if it's the garage. Close your bathroom door if it's your bathroom. And if it is your bathroom, by the way, I would paint it pink or bring in some red towels or red everything, but still keep the door closed. But just honor that section of your bagua in that way. Then in your bedroom, what you're going to do is make sure it's free of clutter. You have nightstands that match. You have fabulous linens. You have a headboard that supports your relationship. Over that headboard, you have a photograph, a painting, or something that depicts love to you. If it's a window, close those blinds, those drapes, or whatever you have, and keep them closed. And I'm sorry, that's what you must do, because the window doesn't support your relationship. So close those up. Make sure that you have some twos in there, two candles, two pillows, that sort of thing. And if you have a bathroom that goes into your bedroom, for the love of God, close that door every single day. Hang a mirror on the bedroom side of it to bounce that negative energy that drains down into the drain. You don't want your relationships going down the drain. So let's do that. And the last piece of advice I have for you, this is kind of your takeaway. If you really, really, really want to be in a relationship and you're ready for it, you've gone through the grieving process and you're ready, here's something that you can do. Every night for 27 days, 2 plus 7 equals 9, which is a really fantastic number in feng shui, turn your lamps on either side of your bed for 3 hours, 3 consecutive hours every single night. Turn them off at the same time before you go to bed. 27 days. You're kind of, what you're doing is you're clearing out the energy. You're lighting up your bedroom. You're making space for this new person. And by always keeping that other lamp lit, the energy knows that there's a space open for another person to come in. So if you turn your lamp on, doesn't matter if you leave them on for 3 hours or not, always turn the other lamp on too. So that's kind of it, Perla. I'm wishing everyone a wonderful Valentine's Day. I would like to tell you I have something special planned, but the actual day is just so crazy. I don't really need a separate day to remind me that I love my husband, but we celebrated the day before because Valentine's Day is so crazy.
Which is the 13th.
Yeah, we're going to run up to Santa Fe, and I have an errand to do up there anyway, so we're just going to... Last minute, I tried to get a hotel room, and oh my goodness, I just found one. So that is that. But we are wishing you all a wonderful Valentine's Day. And again, we're so grateful that you have tuned in and that you're downloading this. And Perla, I'm wishing you a happy, happy, happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. You too.
And we are saying to all of you, think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely. And please be kind. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And you've been listening to Where Am I Going?, where Perla and I ask ourselves big questions and search for meaningful answers for all of you. Have a great evening, and thanks a lot. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.